to remind myself when I get out of the shower to love myself. Here's my music. I'll take it off. I'm live on the radio and our podcast. I'm live on Facebook. Just want to say hey. I hope everybody's having a good week. It's hump day. Whoop, whoop. Also, on a serious note, though, I want to send love, prayer, support to everybody in the Gulf, everybody that's being affected by this hurricane that has decided to hit. Hope everybody's okay. And if you know, any of my friends watching, if there's anything that I can do, please let me know. I can network it out, and we'll see if we can make it happen. So on tonight's show, you may have heard of her. I have Emily Menshouse from What the Fr- I don't know why I can't talk. I'm really struggling today. From What the Fritz Live on Paranormal Warehouse. It comes on Friday nights at 9 o'clock. And if any of y'all have ever watched the show, you know she's a feisty one. So I'm really excited to get sitting in my living room or my studio, whatever you want to call it. Hey, Bill. I'm just excited to learn about her, hear what she has to say, get her take on the paranormal. Bill, you caused me to lose my train of thought, but I'm so excited you're here. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I don't have any other announcements. So without further ado, I'm going to make sure that I turn the microphone on the podcast because when I had Fred and Ashley, totally forgot that. So let me make sure, let me get that going. And then I'm going to click on here and bring Miss Emily on. Hey, Emily. Well, he just like popped up in my, I was trying to read, Tim Lost got his power knocked out today because of the storm. Tim is a investigator that Bill had an investigation with last weekend that was phenomenal. I don't know if you guys caught it. Emily streamed some of it live for you guys and it was amazing. So, yep. Florida. Yeah, it was. There was a lot going on. Go ahead. You're turning, what, 25? I think that's what you told me the other night. Okay. Well, I'm going to go with I'm 30, holding on for dear life. So we'll leave it at that. Yeah, it was a lot of shadow play on it, too. So, yeah, a lot that you could see on camera. So, how is Emily? Is Emily good? You are? Would she... Yeah, but your nipples are, like, going to the side. Well, I am ever so grateful, more than you will ever know. So, hey, Darren. Oh. You'll have to rock a GoPro so we can see their facial expressions when you walk in the gym, and you definitely have to Facebook Live that. I don't know. I mean, well, I'm sure there are a few that would. I mean, you know, to each their own. So we've talked about Bill and Tim, and again, Bill, thank you for going Facebook Live because I really enjoy being able to watch those and seeing what I can see and feel and hear and whatnot. So it's greatly appreciated. I could hear everything just fine. I even dreamed about it. It's so weird because I had gone to bed. Remember I told you I got up in the middle of the night and y'all were still on? Yeah. So it's just part of being weird, our weirdness. No. No, but I could tell. So the other night, Emily and I were just in here chit-chatting on the phone, and she was in the middle of a sentence, and I was like, Emily, my microwave just started cooking by itself. And so I went over there, and Noah was in his room, and it was down to 35 seconds. On your end? Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. So later that night, I kept hearing the microwave just beep, like it was cooking something. It was like 12:30, 1 o'clock, and so I got up and I came in here, and normally across the screen it'll scroll, your food is ready. But it was stuck on just ready was the only thing showing. And I'm like, what the hell? So I'm not one to set the clocks. The power had gone out weeks ago, and it was nothing on the screen. So I went ahead and I set the time, and I opened and set the timer for like 3 seconds, and it cooked like it was supposed to, and it went off. It scrolled like it was supposed to. I don't know. It's just really weird. It has not happened again. I have talked to my maintenance guys, and they say that they don't know. As long as it's working, you know, it's not broken. So I don't know. Just really weird. Noah has. No problem. No problem. Nope. None. So we were just, after that, I think Emily called me, and we were just kind of talking back and forth, and she was telling me she had seen somebody pass behind me, and I said, oh, it's probably my brother. I said, he drowned when he was 18. I said, his name was Clay. And she was like, what? And I said, yeah, his name was Clay. And then that's when she told me about that. But my brother, the funny thing is, he really liked to irritate me because he was the baby out of everybody. So any way he could irritate, he was down for. So those pens, you click the top, he would do that all the time. And he would do it, like, rapidly, continuously until, you know, I lost my shit on him. But so it just kind of tied in with what she saw, and you know, it kind of freaked me out a little bit because I've communicated with him some through the K2 meter and dowsing rods, but I've never been able to get a response from him like I want to. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he would do that. And he's a lot like Noah because he was very into IT and technology. Of course, it wasn't as advanced as it is now when he passed, because he passed away in 1994, I think. Yeah, because my daughter was born in 97, and I had, I think I told you when we were talking, she actually saw him when she was little. But so I have a alarm set up that times when the door opens and closes, and I did that because my granddaughter can open the door. So I can be sitting here any given night, and the time will just, it will chime like somebody's opened the door and come in. So I feel like he is here, but I also feel like with the like the microwave and stuff, I don't know, I just have a different feeling. I feel like there's somebody else here. So this weekend, that being said, and Emily's going to miss it, but I'm going to create my own private message room, and I'm going to sit here with my K2 meter and my dowsing rods and my spirit box. Yeah, and I'm going to see, and I would like a couple people to join, because what I may miss, somebody else may pick up. So if you want to join, just send me a private message, and I'll create a room thing. I don't even know how to do that, but I'll figure it out, and add you. Okay. Well, I can feel him around me. I just can't. I think because I want to communicate with him so bad that I can't. So I think that is it. Oh, my daughter's in chat. Haley. Yes, that's her. She has abilities, like I told you, but she has turned those off. But when she was little, she used to see my brother all the time, and my mom thought she was crazy and took her to the church and everything else, but she's not crazy. No crazy. So let's talk a little bit about you. You're in Kentucky. Yes, you can tell by that accent. Hey, well, let me give a few other shout-outs. Bill Davis is in chat. Jesse Lisk is in chat. Haley's in chat. And Jay, I'm sorry, I can't say. Oh, I can try to say it, but I'll probably screw it up. Thorell, he's in chat, too. Jesse's talking about Bill's interview when I had him on, and everybody started talking about balls, and I just lost. I just lost it. I gave up. I kept trying to. I think we made it to when Bill was like 5 years old. I don't know. Well, I love Bill. He's an extraordinary man, and he's one of my favorite creatures on this earth. So, yeah. So what got you into the paranormal? Let's get to that. Hey, Christy. Hey, Jet. Hey. How are you? How are you? You're good? Have you done your homework? You have a Oh, well, that's a Well, that's all right. It happens. Well, I'm so happy. Nope. Oh, it's all right. because you're wearing that damn shirt. He's a pretty cool cat. Barry. Adam Barry. No. Well, I saw actually on Facebook the other day that that Jason Hawes is teaming up with Jason, or what's his name? Adam Berry, and what's the girl's name? Amy, yeah. They're teaming up again. I don't know if it's just like for one show or what that is. I want to give a shout out. Christy Brown is in chat. Hey, Christy, thank you for joining. Thank you so much for joining. Oh, is that your dog? Okay. I heard you. I swear I heard some growling in my headphones. Like, I thought it was your dog. Oh, okay. Well, that's creepy. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. No, I mean, it just, I thought I heard your dog. Well, thank you, Christy. Yeah, I get up at 3:30 some mornings when I get my grandbabies, but thank you so much for joining and stopping by. I appreciate it. I know Emily does. Yeah. Yeah, I shouted him out. Oh, yeah. He and Bill kind of were talking about that when I had Bill on. Well, Jesse was in chat, but he was talking about that when I had Bill on. No, I think it's the Mace. Yeah. All right. Go ahead with your story. That growl kind of like, I don't know. Well, that's like Tim, going back to last weekend with Bill and Tim's investigation. He had sent me pictures, and I was telling him what I could see, what I could feel, and a lot of it was, he said, spot on. I knew nothing about the plate. Where did you go? I can hear you, but I can't see you. All right. Nope. I can hear you, just can't see you. See, Emily is magical. She can disappear. Oh, nope, she dropped out. She should be back. It did this earlier when we were trying to get everything set up. So, yeah, it's just me. Jesse, you're welcome. I love sharing everybody's stuff, so. A frick. Okay, so anyway, how are you guys? I hope you're good. She should be right back.
Why did help pop up? Hold on. Oh, I don't need that.
So, anyways, it's hump day.
Can you hear
tomorrow
me on the phone?
Tomorrow will be Friday. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I'm trying to connect back up. I'm going to have to open up Facebook again, I think.
Okay.
This is crazy. Melissa, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, I got to open back up Facebook and get your link again. Okay. Hold on.
Hold on. I have Emily on the phone. She's trying to get back to us on Facebook Live.
That's weird.
To my
listeners.
To my listeners on Vibe, thank you so much. You guys are always so patient, even when I forget to turn people's microphones on. Thank you guys.
I'm not going to exit out of Facebook.
Do you need me to send
okay.
you another link?
Yay.
Oh, wait. There she is. I got her back. She is back. There you are. Yeah. No, it's okay. It happens. Yeah, it happens. Did you see what Bill Davis said? Bill Davis said Emily had to blow up the bathroom. And my daughter, she said, it's the ghosties. Oh, yeah. Well, like when we were watching Bill and Tim the other night, their camera went blurry a few times. So, but while Haley's in chat, I'll tell y'all one more thing that happened, then we'll get back to Emily. She had come to pick the babies up one morning, and I was sitting in the floor putting my makeup on, and I said, she said, Mom, what's wrong? I was like, did you see that? And she's like, and as I said that, my mascara picked up off the coffee table and dropped back down. She's like, I think it's time to go. So I do have some stuff happen here. It kind of freaks her out a little bit. So, and I don't force her. Her ability is hers. So is she she's 23. So she can later decide, you know, she wants to tune into that, and that's her choice. Noah has abilities, so I don't know why we have them. We just do. But anyway, so that was just another thing I forgot to say earlier. Yeah. Mhm. Ah, so it was right. Well, my daughter said when you guys were talking about play in the microwave, your video on my screen was pixelated. Yeah, and Andrew, happy, a.k.a. Happy Feed, has joined the chat, Andrew Helfen. He started with Dan Norvell. He's part of Dan Norvell's crew. So, and he has, he does the tarot card reading after your show on Paranormal Warehouse. So, yeah. So how did you get into With the Fritz Live? How did that come about? Well, actually, the way I met you was just watching your show. Yeah. I stalked you. I totally. Well, no, I was looking at the comments. October. And you can find Paranormal Warehouse on Facebook. Go like their page, follow them, become a supporter. It's a great network of people. That's how I actually found all you paranormal people is, I can't remember. I think it was, I just put in paranormal in the search bar and Paranormal Warehouse popped up. So I started following it and then I met Dan Norvell, well, didn't meet him, Dan Norvell, Ashley Storm. That's where I met Bill, Interface Death. God, who else? Fred Scheidenberg. That's where I originally met everybody that I know. Annie Weeble, oh, my God. I'm going to tell you, I love to, her voice is so entrancing when she talks about things, and she has got a very brilliant mind. I love when she does her true crime and all her back research, and, I mean, she is just amazing. And her and Brendan Shea together are, yeah, they're fantastic. They are, Well, I actually messaged Danny, this was before she did my podcast with me. I messaged her. We had a girl. It was all over the news. Nancy Grace covered it. Alexis Murphy. She just, like, has vanished. The last video they have of her, she is at a gas station in Nelson County, Virginia, which is between Amherst and Charlottesville. I pass it every time I take Noah to Charlottesville. I have even stopped and been in that store. They did arrest and prosecute a gentleman because they found her hair in his trailer. They have still, to this day, God, that's probably been 7 or 8 years ago. They have not still found her body. They rural. Yonder areas. Yeah. Well, it's just hard to, with all the technology we have, Facebook, Instagram, everything, it's just, well, they pinged her phone in Charlottesville. Her car was found in Charlottesville. But as far as her, she's never been found. And, you know, I know her family, you know, assumes the worst because it's been several years. But you still want, I know I would want that closure. I mean, God, if anything happened to either one of my children, it would kill me. And I could not imagine as a parent not knowing what happened to them. That would be weird. Mhm. That's right. And you're the backup though. You're the backup. Well, you know, I used to drive my daughter crazy because I'd always say, well, call me when you get home or call me when you get to work or, you know, text me, just whatever. But she's a parent now, so she will understand this they're 3 and 1 now. So, but as they get older, she will understand that. And, you know, we don't hear from them. I mean, when she would be driving home from work and I'd hear sirens, I'd be freaking out that something was wrong with her. So, and it's just, so in saying all of that, I really, really hope that this lady, this girl, because she was getting ready to graduate high school. She's a high school student. And it was right before her high school graduation, that summer before her senior year. So you can look it up. It like I said, it was on Nancy Grace. It was all over the news. You would drive. I think Noah had an appointment. We had to go through there, but you could see all the black, like, what are they? Whatever the FBI drives, those black. No, they were. What are they called? So, and my daughter just posted in chat, they went to, I think, Massanutten, that they have reposted a banner for information about Alexis Murphy. So, I know you have mad FBI skills, so if you have a chance, like, sit down, Google it, and read about it, and what's wrong? Or dated. But yeah, it's just a sad thing. And, you know, as a parent myself, I just could not imagine, even though the guy was charged with her abduction, and I think they charged him with her murder. It's just really sad that they don't have her remains to lay to rest. But hopefully, I mean, at some point, something will be found and something more will come of it. And I'm hoping, and I do pray that family will get that closure, because I couldn't imagine. That would be a great one for Annie Weeble to pick up. Yeah, that's right. Well, we had a guy go missing in the same county, just vanish. Well, they have found his body, but he was going to, it's called Panther Falls. He just was gone, and it took months before they found him. His cough. Yeah. No, I think it's Serial Spirits podcast. Serial Spirits, yeah. Haley, you'll love her. I've had her on my show before. I want to get her back on, but I kind of knew she was taking a break, so I haven't bugged her yet. She said she'd come back on with me, so I'll try to get that lined up and get her on. She's a great human, so yeah. I'm sorry. I actually listened to her podcast, not last week, the week before, and I was like, damn, I want to be Annie Weeble when I grow up. So. I don't know. I call her Weebs. I'll say, hey, Weebs. Yep. It is actually American Ghost Hunters is one of my first shows that I started watching with Daryl and Alex. I actually have the bearded coffee mug with the flag on it that I ordered from that. Hold on just a second. I'm going to go ahead and sign off on the podcast so that they can get their next show ready. So hang tight, Facebook. Give me just a second. Guys that are on the podcast, thank you so much for joining me. It was a fantastic show. If you want to see more, we're still going on Facebook Live. Hop over there and join us on my page. Next week, my guest will be Josh Bender, owner of Deadlight, which are amazing lights, and Bill Davis. Again, I appreciate you joining. I hope you have a good rest of the week and a nice weekend. And to my folks that are in the Gulf, we're praying for you. If you need us, let us know. We're there for you.